Our special report on News Radio 78, Christmas Eve, 1968. On this day, there appeared in the New York Sun on, it was 1897, the following editorial. It was in answer to a question, and the question was printed. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? And that simple three-line letter was signed Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 9th Street, New York. The editor of that newspaper, the New York Sun, saw fit to answer that little girl, Virginia, and he did it in this way. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's, is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith and no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus, you might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But there's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. That letter was signed, that editorial was signed by Francis B. Church. And on our line right now is Virginia. Mrs. Laura Virginia O'Hanlon Douglas of New York, of North Chatham, New York. Virginia, is there a Santa Claus?
I believe it's very, very soon now.
And I imagine by this time you've had grandchildren who've asked you that question in addition to your own children, haven't you?
Well, I'm very happy that my great-grandchildren, who are well within the joy of believing firmly in Santa Claus, haven't asked him yet.
I hadn't given you credit for great-grandchildren.
Isn't that wonderful?
It most certainly is. Congratulations and Merry Christmas. Now, would you do something for me?
Well, I'd be glad to.
Take me back in your mind to the year that you were 8 and wrote this letter to the old son in New York.
Well, you know, as I recall it, I was talking to the little girls who lived on the block that I did, you know?
Yes.
And I had a birthday in July, and it was always a very wonderful birthday. But it was the anticipation of what Christmas was, because that was even more wonderful. And I was, talking about that. And I think one of the things that made it particularly wonderful was the thought that it was free-giving. You know that my birthday, I realized it was bought and paid for, but I thought that that free gift was a very wonderful thing. And that is, I think I was talking about to the girls when one of them said, I even remember her name, that, you know, it was one's parents and not the Santa Claus in his little red suit. But I think that I still felt in need of confirmation, and so it was then that I asked my father. And my father was very forthright and very direct always in his answers to me, in his talk to me. But this time, I think he was a little evasive. I must have been that. So I used to hear it discussed about the reliability of the Sun as a newspaper. And when my mother would say that she had read such and such a thing, he would say, where did you read it? And if she said, in the Sun, he said, if you see it in the Sun, it's so. And, of course, that stayed in my mind, that if you saw it in the Sun, it was so.
Yes.
And being factual, you know, like most children, I took it on myself to write to the Sun and ask the question. And the very interesting thing is that, I'm sure you know this, pardon me if I repeat, that when it was received, Mr. Church did not want to pay any attention to it, you know? And then his superior editor said that he should, and the inspiration of the editorial is the answer.
Did you meet Mr. Church?
No, I never did.
I'm amazed.
Well, you see, you know, New York City was a very neighborhood kind of place, and one didn't go too far away from it, you know, in those days. But I did meet Mr. Crane, who was his superior latterly, and my daughter tells me that she worked for the Sun for a time, that all over one wall they had the editorial and the letter just filling one wall in large print.
How glad we all can be of that.
Yes.
Now, may we ask you about your plans for Christmas tomorrow?
Well, they're going to be very exciting plans. All of the grandchildren and their little ones are going to be here for dinner. And for Christmas gifts that are now under the tree. And we're all very excited about that.
You have given us all here in the Midwest a very special Christmas present by allowing us to come and visit with you today.
Well, thank you very much.
May we all say a very Merry Christmas to you. I'm sure it will be.
And
goodbye.
May I say my very best to you.
Virginia, I'm so glad there is a Santa Claus. I wouldn't want to think of it any other way.